Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Global supply chain disruptions, weather disasters, and other challenges continue to drive up fertilizer costs for producers and create supply and demand issues. Jeff Linville is Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX, and he has some strategy suggestions for producers to mitigate rising fertilizer costs.
I think what you're going to see this year, we do expect to have a lot more folks that are questioning their approaches to inputs. I think you're going to see more soil samples so that they can make sure they're only putting the fertilizer where it needs to be. When prices get cheap, you see more of a widespread, just general application of product. And when prices get high, you reduce demand by saying, okay, I need it here, but not here. I need it up here, but not down here. So I think those are being looked at. I think some folks are probably considering some of these newer technologies like the bios and things like that. Those very much come into the conversation when input prices get high. So you couple those, obviously you start to look at waste byproducts from chicken and cattle operations and things like that. So yes, these high prices are going to have demand looking for alternatives. I just don't know if the alternatives can offset enough demand to rebalance the supply side of it.
StoneX Group Incorporated Vice President of Fertilizer, Jeff Linville. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.